week off, but you can't really ease into it. Philly's a tough opponent.
Yeah, absolutely. They got a lot of talent on their roster. You know, offensively, defensively, you know, they're stacked. You know, and you look at their record, they lost some games, but they lost against some good teams. And they're giving away some of them by turning the ball over and stuff like that. So, and they're playing well on defense. You know, even though the coordinator got fired, playing like a top 10 defense. So, they got good players. They get to the football. They can rush really well. They got two good corners. You know, the defense is really, really good. You know, you look at them on film, they're fast, they're athletic. You know, they get after you. They don't allow a lot of points. So, we got to go out there, and when we have our opportunity to take shots, we got to make them. We got to hit them. And when we get in the red zone, we got to score touchdowns.
They're changing coordinator. How does that affect you all? Does that affect you all?
Not at all. I mean, anytime, it's not like they're getting a coordinator from another team or anything. They're bringing in a whole brand new scheme. So the scheme will be pretty much the same. You know, it'll be different, you know, calls at different moments in the game, you know. But they're under the same regime. You know, all those guys are under the same tree. So they kind of, you know, do the same thing. So that's we just expect a lot more, you know, a lot more pressure when you get a new coordinator. You know, they're going to throw a couple of unscouted looks at you and things like that. You just got to, you know, stick to your rules and block them up.
What's up with the schedule makers? Man? It seems like every year you guys are playing them. And every year we're having to come to you to ask about, you know, facing Mike and so forth and so on.
Yeah. Every year we seem to get the Eagles. I don't know. You know, we just happen to get those guys. And Mike's doing, you know, he's playing well, you know, besides the turnovers and things like that. But it's just Philadelphia Eagles and Atlanta Falcons. You know, we got to go out there and try to get us a win.
I feel like it really has gotten past that point of just, you know, no longer, you know, when it's Falcons, Eagles, no longer the spotlight being on Mike facing his whole team.
No, I don't think so. You know, we played each other so much over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. I think it's been every year. You know, we've gotten past that point now. We just, you know, it's just us against them. You know, whoever comes out with the win wins.
Have you done a little trash talking with Mike over the text or phone now this week? Or?
No, absolutely. No, he just asked me to drop a couple balls in the game and try to help out and win. You know, I tell him I try to drop him in the off season. You know, but other than that, no, we just been kind of texting back and forth. And, you know,
good luck. You're still pretty close, aren't you, though? You know,
yeah, absolutely. Other, you? Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I asked him to throw us like 3 picks. You know, if he could. Be nice. You know, and, you know, we just laugh around and joke around about things like that. But, you know, we're both players that want to go out there and excel and do anything to get wins.
Do you think with the passage of time, too, do you think people in Atlanta still more look back fondly on what Mike did here, and not necessarily how it ended, but kind of the relevance he brought to this franchise with some of the good things he did here?
I think he did a lot of good things when he was here, you know, and he excited the city, you know, and, you know, that was the main focus of, and he won a lot of games, you know, won some playoff games, too. But, you know, we're under a new regime now. Coach Mike Smith, you know, coaching was different, you know, Mike's here. Matt's here. Matt's winning a lot of games, you know, and he's kind of took it over and, you know, kind of ran with it, kind of made the city, you know, get that spark again that we had when we had Mike. So, you know, we're rolling right now, you know, and we just got to continue to just go out there and find ways to win.